But I'm not going to edit this out. Last year when I went, it was like the, you know, Robert and I kind of broke up right before the holidays. And Big Fatty,
like the day before.
And Big Fatty was here visiting for New Year's.
Oh, you broke up while Big Fatty was there?
No, we broke up before Big Fatty got here. But my point is that we all three went to the Danbury's party last year, which was, I was the designated driver, so I didn't drink. And I had to ride back home from the Danbury's with Robert and Fatty both drunk in the car. I should have recorded. I swear to God, I should have recorded it.
I bet that was fun.
It was a very memorable New Year's, not one that I care to repeat.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I'm not going to edit this out.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2095 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of February, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all got something in the P.O. box, Big Fatty. Hello, pointers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope y'all. I'm just slobbering all over Big Fatty. What was I saying, Big Fatty? We don't know. Oh, pointers, y'all. You pointers, cause y'all. On Tuesday, y'all, Big Fatty has made his appointment for my annual digital rectal exam. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, I made my appointment for my my annual physical. Yes, Big Fatty. And I called them, and the lady, you know, that was helping me schedule it and all, y'all, she says, well, you know that the doctor is only working 3 days a week. And I went, no, I didn't know that. I says, is he about to retire? And she says, well, I think he's just tired. I said, I can understand that. And that's right before you, that's how you feel right before you retire. Yes, Big Fatty, you should know. anyway, y'all, so when did I schedule it for? Big Fatty, we don't know. You're the one that made the appointment. March the 10th. March the 10th. I was a little surprised I was able to get an appointment that quick. Yes, Big Fatty. I guess y'all now, you know, you've got until Friday, that's this Friday at 5 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Nata time, to get your entry in for the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. And y'all, all you got to do is send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan. One entry per person. Y'all, we've gotten entries recently from that KC in Denver, Tim and Alexa, that Peter G, the Daniel Bieber, Rick Gillette, Mean Keen, Christina Hill, The Haunt Cub, The Laughing Buddha, Mr. Tim Kumal, The Termly Single Tim, and The Baby's Arm. Yeah, they're combined. The Turnip Head, and Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, did he move? I don't know. But y'all remember, you've got until 5 p.m. this Friday. Everyone's eligible except Trucker Alex. He's the number one fan now. Yeah, I see y'all. I went out to the P.O. box. No idea what. Big Fatty, it's the Villa mailbox. Oh, yeah, that's right. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, and there were a couple of postcards and a Ken and Envelope Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, the first postcard is from Miss Bacon. It says, keep calm and write a letter. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think this was supposed to be in the January content contest. No, Big Fatty, too late. But it says, Poodle McNeil, Big Fatty, it's for me. Let me read it, okay? You should start our biggest fan letters. We should start our biggest fan letters. Yours? Yes? No? I am not entering this year. And I am sure this will be the year I win. Ha ha! Love, Bacon. Big Fatty, I don't know what it means, but thank you, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And you've got till Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern out of time to change your mind. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the next one says, keep calm and take a road trip. Yes, Big Fatty, where are we going? I don't know. But it says, Poodle Magnet. Oh, Big Fatty, it's for me again. It is. Well, you read it this time. All right. It says, my May road trip may land me in the Portland area. I am so excited. Just S and me with the Sassy Dragons. And June is mountain cycling, motorcycling. So excited. What's your plan? Surprise. Surprise TT Chicago Heart Bacon. Hey. Well, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the can. Big Fatty, I'm going on that kitty cat cruise. I know, and that's in April. Yes, Big Fatty, and you too, Squeaky. I've got a few house guests coming here to the villa later this month, and then March. Don't really have any plans. I don't think I have any plans until May, when I go back to the hotel. Plans change. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, our final piece of mail in the Villa mailbox, y'all, is from that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. Yes, Big Fatty. So nice, I named it twice. Y'all, I didn't know. It's in a red envelope, so I didn't know if this might be something for Val. You know my good friend Val. Yes, Big Fatty. He's of the Intons, the Upper State Intons. Yeah, Val Intine. Y'all, what is that? I know what that is. That is barbecue ribs and a garden salad. Yes, Big Fatty. But I didn't know if it was this had something to do with the February so-so question contest, or if it was a Val in time. But Kathy Marshall says, oh, no, just open it whenever. So, y'all, we're going to open it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, it is... Oh, Big Fatty, look! Y'all, it is a pig. And, y'all, the pig is skating... under a shiny moon. Big Fatty's got glitter on it. It does. And there's a glass of bubbly and a champagne glass, and the pig is skating, and you open it up. You say, oh, Big Fatty, look. It says, our dear Big Fatty. It says, Happy New Year. It says, dear Big Fatty, no need to cue the music. This is a Newt Ears card. Oh, okay. I may be too late for the January content contest, but I'm still under the wire for 2016. Hope the enclosed California lottery ticket is a winner. I understand that old people like us enjoy the bingo. Love. Kathy Marshall. Big Fatty. And Kathy, thank you so much. And y'all, it is a $3 card. It's the Bingo Plus. And the bingo They take a long time, so I'm going to scratch this one off the air, and I'll have the results for you tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, can I go ahead and start scratching? No, you cannot. Poor Big Fatty.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G, and leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Yes, that is right.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger, thank you so much for the bumper. And y'all, here's our first February content contest call. Yes, Big Betty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So I have a mediocre question. So the question is, you have been talking about taking a Nipa walk, and the question is, how do you take steps every day and not know how many steps you took? But how do you live with that? I mean, the new thing to do is to count your steps every day. So, like, I think I've been counting mine for, it'll be 2 years in April. Yeah, I think I would probably die if I didn't know how much. I think I would die today if I didn't know how many steps I took yesterday. So how do you do it?
Oh, well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And I've got to say, this is just a so-so question. Perfect for February content contest month. I don't really give a shit. I guess that's the main reason. It does tell me how many steps I've taken, and just for your edification, I went for a nipple walk prior to recording tonight because, you know, the sun was still out and I could walk through the new part of Fat Acres. But I will let you know that today I had 7,402 steps, but I really don't give a shit how many steps I take. No, Big Fatty, nobody does.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott the Seder. You know, Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder's Here podcast. I'm calling to ask you a so-so question. So, play the music.
No, Seder, we don't play the music for so-so questions. No, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, as you know, one of these segments on the Seder's Here is the Mystery Musical. But I'm bringing you a mystery musical. February, very famous for having a leap day every 4 years. What musical composition features leap day as a major plot point? Oh, come on. I know you know this one. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Seder69, for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. However, this is just a so-so question, and quite frankly, I don't give a shit. I know some of the musicals that you play on your little show, but I couldn't even begin to guess what it is. Is it Groundhog Day? Big Fatty, Groundhog Day the musical. I'm sure that's it. Nobody cares. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, today, the 3rd of February is a very special day for three very special people, y'all, and I am referring to the Danburys. Brian and Drum Major Kev and Danbury Jr., because, y'all, today, Brian and Kevin are officially adopting Danbury Jr. And y'all, I could not be happier for them. Now, it ain't gonna be easy, and I think they realize that for the past year or two that they've had Danbury Jr. there in the house. But y'all, if you see them on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, just send them big hugs and congratulations. And Y'all, I'm going to send a little song out to them. I've played it for them before, but I'm going to play it again. And y'all, it is a song called The Kid. And, you know, I don't have kids, but I was one at one time. And y'all, raising kids ain't easy. So y'all just sit back and put a smile on your face for the Danburys as they make it all official today. And they all become the Danbury family.
You might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs, and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck, till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives. Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves the inscriptions will read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Oh, oh, dear, gosh, y'all, you know, that's just a fun little song, and so are the Danburys. They just make me smile, and they're just, y'all, they're just good people. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, Durwood and I are taking Granny out for his birthday supper tonight. Y'all, Big Fatty, do they have a senior discount? God, I hope so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns from over there at the Dubious Intentions talking about Big Fatty going to the Danburys for New Year's Eve. And Daniel, what do you think of Big Fatty's quality today?
But I'm not going to edit this out.
Oh, so it was lovely. Just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.